Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's no secret that the Jersey Shore is one of the most popular spots for beachcombers in the summertime. But just because you're going to the shore doesn't mean you have to hit up Wildwood or Atlantic City. If you're looking for a peaceful time, there are plenty of beautiful, off-the-beaten-track options. Here to share some of the hidden gems of the Jersey Shore, as well as some new fun activities to check out in the area this summer, is Ken Schlager, editor of New Jersey Monthly Magazine. Welcome, Ken.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, let's get right into it. New Jersey Monthly has compiled a list of some of the best hidden gems on the Jersey Shore in terms of beaches. So let's talk about a few of them. Let's start way down in the south of the state. So if you're vacationing in Atlantic City and maybe you want a break from the noise, you say that Brigantine Beach is the place to go. What's so special
about
this?
Right, Brigantine is actually an entire island just north of Atlantic City. People can be going to Atlantic City for years and don't realize it's there, but it's a rather secluded place. It has some beautiful beaches. There's a six-block seawall walkway with really nice beaches up there. They're lifeguarded beaches, but dogs are welcome, which is also a nice thing. And if you're in Brigantine on a Saturday, you can go to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center and see the work they're doing there, which is very cool.
They're doing very good work there. I'm very familiar with that. You also talk about Higbee Beach in Cape May County. What's going on there?
Absolutely nothing is going on there, actually. that's the charm of it, and that's really my favorite secluded beach. It's on the Delaware Bay, so it's kind of on the west side of Cape May County. It's not the easiest thing to find. It's literally at the end of the road. There's about 25 parking places. But it's a mile and a half long beach. It's so secluded that until 1999, it was swimsuit optional. It's not that way anymore. And in fact, it's a very family-friendly place. Dogs are allowed. There's no lifeguards, but it's on the bay, so there's no waves. Mm-hmm. Great place to bring the kids or, you know, just have a real quiet afternoon. And great sunsets there also.
Oh, I'm sure, especially over the bay. I don't think a lot of people would consider Wildwood certainly off the beaten path in any way, but you suggest checking out the beaches of North Wildwood. So how's the environment there compared with those crowded Wildwood beaches?
North Wildwood, the beaches tend to be a lot quieter. You're north of the amusement parks, so you can have, you know, a quieter type experience there. Now, North Wildwood itself is not all that quiet. It's actually kind of, there's a lot of bars and the like, and there's a lot of nightlife there. But the beaches are definitely quieter than the main beaches of Wildwood. And it's a similar situation in Seaside. People go to Seaside Heights for the boardwalk and the amusements there. But if you go just to the south, to Seaside Park, it's a lot quieter, more family-friendly.
Well, after all this quiet, you know, people would probably like, a nice meal, a drink or two. Are there any great places that visitors to those areas should definitely check out?
There's tons of great dining that we've documented over the years all throughout the Jersey Shore. There's a few brand new places, either this summer or some things that opened last summer that are worth knowing about. Probably the biggest opening for this year is the Red Horse in Rumson. This is David Burke's new restaurant. David mm-hmm. Burke, of course, is one of the big name chefs around. Down in Cape May, which is I think really the dining capital of the shore. Some people might argue Atlantic City or Asbury Park, but Cape May has two new offerings. One of them is called Vintage, although I think they pronounce it Vintage. that's actually kind of a pop-up outdoor thing under tents at the, and it's a BYO. It's at the Emlyn Physic House, which is, you know, this great restored Victorian that acts as a museum. And then there's a new kind of high-end restaurant there called Jardin at the U. The U is an inn, and this is French kind of white tablecloth kind of place in Cape mm-hmm. May. So those are some of the newcomers.
Now, there are some amazing tours for people who don't want to spend all their time on the beach. Let's talk about a few of those. We're talking about the Sedge Islands Kayak Eco Tour. So what's the deal with this?
So this takes place at Island Beach State Park, which is, you know, one of the great tracts of undeveloped land, thankfully, at the Jersey Shore.
Absolutely.
It's the south end of Ocean County. And you can take this Sedge Island Kayak Eco Tour. It's a three-hour tour in kayaks. It's $25, including the kayak rental, and a naturalist takes you out on the tour. And it's just 3 hours of kind of communing to nature with nature and getting out on the water of Barnegat Bay.
Is this a kind of a kid-friendly tour?
It's definitely kid-friendly, yeah. And, you know, you go on, you look for the Sedge Islands kayak tour website, and they would give you the schedule. It's kind of irregular, so you have to hit them at the right moment.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, if history is more your thing, you talk about the Cape May Trolley Tour. What do we see on that tour?
Yeah, the Cape May, there's dozens of tours you can take. The History Trolley Tour, which I took fairly recently, is great. It's about 45 minutes. It costs $20. And, you know, if you've ever been to Cape May and you love the Victorian homes there, but you kind of walk around there and you're not quite sure, you know, you don't know the details of what you're looking at. But when you take this history tour, you have a guide that explains all the different periods of the different types of gingerbreads and styles and the roof lines and all this. And it helps you appreciate what you're looking at all the more.
Now, during the pandemic, a lot of people, and I can speak for many of my colleagues at WNYC, have discovered birding. Now, here in the city, it's generally Central Park or Prospect Park in Brooklyn. But tell us a little bit about the Salt Marsh Safari. That seems like a must.
It's great. It's really great. I did this myself last summer. It runs out of either Stone Harbor or Cape May. I did it out of Stone Harbor. It's about 2 hours on this 38-foot-long pontoon boat with a naturalist. And the naturalist, he really knew his stuff. And it's 2 hours. It's $30 for adults, $18 for kids, 12 and under. And the number, we went in the back bays around Stone Harbor, and the number of different types of birds that we saw was incredible, and the naturalist is pointing everything out and very excited about all this kind of stuff. And I wouldn't know what I was looking at. if it wasn't, but you know, there's black skimmers and American oyster catchers and osprey, and they're nesting and they're flying and they're on the beach and you're right out there with them, and it was really great. This is Salt Marsh Safari. It's a terrific thing to do.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ken Schlager, who's the editor of New Jersey Monthly Magazine, and he's got some great tips and suggestions for those weekend getaways, or maybe that sort of not-quite-staycation on the Jersey Shore. A favorite summer activity is whale watching, and that has the past few summers have seen a surge in both the whales in this area and the tours. So where do we go for that?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I used to think you had to go to Cape Cod for that, but
right.
But you don't. You do it right at the Jersey Shore, and there's a number of different places as far north as Highlands. You can take the Sea Streak whale watching cruise from there, and mm-hmm. you can actually get to Highlands if you're in New York City. You can get to Highlands on the Sea Streak ferry, and then take the whale watching tour right out of Highlands. But there's a few tours offered out of Belmar. Point Pleasant has the Point Pleasant Whale Watch, and there's a couple of tours offered out of Cape May. And these tours are typically, they're about 3 hours because you have to get out there pretty far out to see the whales. They run for adults $50 to $65, depending on which one it is. But it's kind of a cool way to get, you know, to get out on the water. To get that far out, to be 3 hours out, or I guess an hour and a half out, because hopefully they get you back.
that would be helpful.
Yeah, and you know, and obviously, you know, nobody can guarantee that you're going to see whales, but you'll definitely see, you know, dolphins and porpoises, and sometimes you see sharks. But there's an assortment of whales out there, humpbacks, fins, mink whales, right whales. And, you know, if you've ever done this, it's quite can be quite dramatic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know people who have done it, and there's just this collective intake of breath when one of these magnificent creatures breaches the water.
Right.
So, Ken, if you had only one spot to pick on the shore this summer, just for a great day, where would it be?
Oh, please. I it's terrible when people ask me that. It's like asking who's your favorite child, you know? It really depends what you're looking for. You know, Asbury Park has become a wonderful destination. It's fairly far north, so if you're coming from New York or from northern New Jersey, Asbury Park is a great place to go for the day.
Yes,
and
it is.
Right next door to that, Ocean Grove is a really cool little town to visit in the summer. You know, and then if you have the time to get down to LBI, I love LBI. LBI really feels like, because you're off on, you have to go across this causeway out there, you really feel like you've gone to some completely different place. And further south, I love Stone Harbor. It's a beautiful, quiet place. And Cape May is really a terrific place with so much to do in Cape May.
So much to do in New Jersey. Ken Schlegler,
yes,
is the editor of New Jersey Monthly Magazine. Thank you so much for your suggestions and for joining us today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.